I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, if you aren't paying attention to what's going on the streets of London right now, you should. On the streets of England in the UK. Because you're watching the globalist plan for world domination via infiltration and the replacement of voters. It's not just here. It's not just the Democrats. This is an eerily concocted worldwide plan. Donald Trump's holding it back here, but elsewhere in the world, they're not. You're watching your future or something like it in the streets of the UK right now. I want to tell you what happened over the weekend. And in the UK, where we are now, if you're Jewish, if you're conservative, you're just a patriot, if you are upset about the fact your free speech rights are gone, you don't like rape by migrants, too bad. You got no outlet. Can't speak about it online. They will show up. Now they're starting to show up in the middle of the night to arrest you for free speech violations. And you cannot demonstrate in the streets. They call it a riot and arrest you. But the Muslims can, including those who are not there legally. Here's what happened. The far right UKIP party, UK Independence Party, had planned for a Saturday protest in London's Whitechapel district to reclaim Whitechapel from the Islamists. Now, that sounds kind of weird. What are they doing? The Islamists have taken to praying openly in the streets. And when they do it, they block traffic and they shut the whole city down. And that's fine. That's fine with the Labour Party. It's totally cool. So they filed to have a peaceful counter-protest. It's what they're protesting. You know, it's weird. Have you noticed in their own countries, Muslims don't block the streets praying to Allah? They go to mosques. They only do it in places like the UK. So the far-right UKIP party filed to get the permits for the protest, right, for March protest. Denied. 43% of Whitechapel is Muslim, 26% has no religion, and 18% is Christian. They say that's too high when they denied the permit. It's too many Muslims, you'll offend them. So you can't march. But they can block the street praying? Yeah, sure. No problem. Commander Nick John, who is in charge of the public order policing operation in London, it's Whitechapel's part of London, said, Tower Hamlet, quote, Tower Hamlet... Hamlets has the largest percentage of Muslim residents anywhere in the UK, and the prospect of this protest taking place in the heart of the borough has been the cause of significant concern locally. It is our assessment there is a realistic prospect of serious disorder. So if they have to, and many of them are migrants, they're not even legally in the country. If they have to look upon peaceful protesters, there could be violence. So you can't protest. But what about them blocking traffic in London? Hey, it's okay. No, it's good. You know what happened next? Muslim counter-protesters, who did not apparently need a permit, decided they'd hold their march instead. So they did. Many of them masked. They looked terrifying. Look like Hamas terrorists, honestly. If I was going to go as a Hamas terrorist for Halloween, I'd look like these guys. They marched through the streets instead of UKIP. Shouting prayers to Allah, Allahu Akbar, and this. This is our country, they shouted as they marched. I mean, it clearly is. The original occupants are done. I mean, judging by who is officially allowed to do what in the streets, it is their country. Accompanying the Muslim marchers were cops who did nothing to stop them. They don't need permit. Not like the second-class citizens who live there. Accompanying the Muslim marchers were hangers-on lefty organizations such as Stand Up to Racism, the Socialist Counterfire Group, Antifa, of course, and the Socialist Workers' Party. And a brief moment was recorded by somebody watching all this. They put it online. It went viral. Here's why. When the Muslim Hamas-looking fanatics were marching and chanting, "This is our country," a member of one of the leftist groups marching with them was heard to say, "There's no need for that. We're on the same side, bruh." This is clearly a native. I mean, you can tell he's white, a native guy. He's not dressed in the kafaya, whatever. And a Muslim is overheard to say to him, "No, we're not. We're not in the same country. No, I mean, we're not on the same side. This is our country. It's not your country. We only permit you to march. We don't want you to march. We'd have you arrested." Listen to this. Overheard. This went viral yesterday online. It's chilling.
No need for that. We're on the same side, bro.
So you hear him yelling Allahu Akbar, and they were also chanting, this is our country. And again, the socialist sign guy's like, "Nah, man, there's no need for that. We're on the same side." You heard him. "No, we're not. No, we're not. We're not on the same side. This is our country. Allahu Akbar. You go ahead. You go get your permit to march. Good luck. Good luck." There's another video that just went viral. You could see it on my X feed. It's a street preacher. We have those in our country too. And, you know, the kind will stand on the corner. He's got kind of that cheap megaphone, but works very effectively. Yeah, it's the police forcibly turning it off and making him shut it down. He's in a Muslim area, so it might upset them. Just work clear. Again, they pray in the streets now and block traffic.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's your future. Right there. Now, most of the illegals there in the UK happen to be Muslim. You want to know what it looks like here? I'll play it for you. Remember when Democrats used to be, just a few years ago, when poor white rural voters, many of them blue collar or union, would vote for Democrats that were really big on funding rural hospitals, right? You know what's in Chuck Schumer's demand? I think this is actually the most interesting part. $200 billion to fund illegal immigrant health care for just the next 7 weeks. But also a demand that rural hospitals be defunded to the tune of $50 billion. So what is that? That is a transfer from white rural Americans who no longer vote Democrat and thus should be punished to the illegal immigrants who just got here. Listen to this. This is the same thing you're seeing on the streets of the UK because it's coming from the top. It's coming from the globalists. Mike Johnson talking about the Democrat demands. Behind him, you can't see it because it's radio. He's got the list that Chuck Schumer gave him of the demands. Listen to this.
But among the things they're demanding, this is what the Democrats in the Senate are demanding to reopen the government. They want to give $200 billion in health benefits to illegal aliens and non-citizens paid for by U.S. taxpayers. That is in their proposal. They want billions in wasteful programs to be returned to foreign countries. So we stop these things. They want to turn it all back on. They're demanding that we do all that to get the government open for hardworking Americans again. They want to give $500 million to left-leaning news organizations, and they want to cut $50 billion from rural hospitals. We cannot, we will not do those things. And they know that very well.
Have you ever seen Democrats want to cut anything? Yeah, not till now. It's the same thing going on the streets of the UK. And when Mehmet Oz did the investigation, found these Democrats were giving these illegals the Cadillac plans, like better than what you can get on Medicare. Like 100% free vision care, 100% free dental care, no pay in over 6 different states, they found. But they want to cut the funding for the rural health clinics, i.e. for Americans. That's the same thing on the streets. It's the same plan. Total replacement. They replace your jobs. They replace your health care. They make cuts. They give it to whoever just got here who votes for them. Replacement at every single level. Look at the CDLs this week. I mean, that's crazy. California, 62,000 illegals were given commercial driver's licenses. Those were American jobs, good paying ones too. See, it's the same thing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.